We turn now to a reporter with a different news outlet. Kelly Lunny covers natural resources and Capitol Hill for Energy and Environment News. She recently reported on aspects of the House budget plan that might affect the environment, and she included in that list the possibility of moving NOAA from the Department of Commerce to the Department of the Interior. Kelly, what's pushing this idea and what's behind it?
Well, it's an idea that's actually been around for a long time. It crops up periodically. There was the one line in the fiscal 2018 House budget framework that the Republicans put together. The idea, at least behind it in the language that's in the plan, is to move NOAA out of Commerce into Interior as part of a larger effort to reorganize the Commerce Department in order to achieve some unspecified amount of savings. Now, both Republicans and Democrats for years have sort of eyed the Commerce Department as ripe for reorganization, and particularly with respect to NOAA, because a lot of people think, why is NOAA in the Commerce Department? Why is NOAA in a department that is focused on trade, economic development, and then you've got, you know, weather forecasting and fisheries management? It sort of, you know, makes more sense to be in Interior. You know, the rumor is that the reason why it's in Commerce to begin with is because President Nixon was trying to punish his then Interior Secretary for not supporting his policy on the Vietnam War. So he punished him by putting NOAA into Commerce. So this has had a longstanding effort, you know, it crops up periodically, but it really never gains traction. So the chances of it happening are really slim to none.
Well, if it did happen, how much do we have any sense? How much would it actually change something like commercial fishery management? I mean, could it actually be an improvement for NOAA if you know, National Marine Fisheries is actually now in the same department as National Parks and the Fish and Wildlife? Is there a potential benefit to what goes on in NOAA?
I think that, you know, over the long term, there could be a potential benefit, but the issue with these types of reorganizations is that, you know, they're very disruptive. You know, it's not just a matter of moving one big piece and that's that. There's a lot of moving parts to changing where an agency resides. You know, stakeholders like fishermen who are used to dealing with commerce would likely have to deal with new employees and a new agency culture. Interior and Commerce, you know, while they're both federal departments, they each have their own distinct culture, their distinct way of doing business, you know, distinct personnel. Like I said, perhaps in the long term things would settle down, but you just don't easily unwind decades of management and relationships. I mean, just look at the Homeland Security Department. That was created in 2002. It's comprised of 22 separate agencies, and they had a lot of growing pains. They still have really long-standing management challenges that, you know, have affected how that department does business, which in turn affects their, you know, very diverse constituency. So the same thing, you know, would likely happen if NOAA was taken out of Commerce and moved into Interior.
And then let's talk about the budget ramifications of this. I mean, you say part of the prompting for this is savings. NOAA has already been looking at potentially taking cuts, particularly to things like climate research, which is also a big part of what NOAA does. How would potentially moving what department it's in result in any overall budget savings?
That's the thing. That's very unclear. And, you know, there hasn't been a robust discussion of that. You know, it seems to me like this was a line that was thrown in to this budget plan without really anything to back it up. And, you know, it also, you have to ask the question, would the savings go to Commerce or would it go to, you know, NOAA and Interior? I mean, it's very, you know, it's not fleshed out very well. And I think that, you know, the cuts that you have seen to NOAA at this point, which, by the way, you know, the House Appropriations Committee and the Senate Appropriations Committee recently approved the appropriations bill that houses and doles out money for NOAA for fiscal 2018. And they each gave the agency more money than a lot more money than the Trump administration was proposing. they're still looking at a cut from fiscal 2017, but they did a lot better and will likely get that money than they would have if appropriators had decided to go along with the administration's proposal.
As you said, this is not a new idea. The idea of moving NOAA out of commerce is not necessarily new. And it's just kind of a one-liner in a budget bill. Does that perhaps actually increase its chances of getting through now if, you know, the concern is pushing through a budget and worrying about the big stuff? Could this one-liner maybe just slip through?
I think the chances are pretty low of that, partly because the budget resolution, you know, first of all, the House has released its budget resolution. The Senate has not done that. There's no guarantee that the House is even going to pass their budget resolution. And if by some miracle both chambers pass budget resolutions, it's really more of a guidepost for the lawmakers who allocate money. It does not have the force of law. So you would have to have the appropriators really, you know, get behind this and give it some momentum and include it in their spending plans that they craft to really have it go anywhere. And, you know, the other day, Senator Richard Shelby, who is the chairman of the Commerce, Justice, Science, Appropriations Subcommittee on the Senate side, you know, he was asked, like, what do you think of this idea? And he basically was like, you know, I think that Commerce has been doing a good job managing NOAA. I don't really see the need for it. So if the person who's controlling the purse strings is, you know, doesn't really have much interest in pushing this, really, it's not going to go anywhere.
Kelly Lunny covers natural resources and Capitol Hill for E&E News. It seems like moving NOAA from Commerce to Interior is probably an outside chance. But Kelly, thanks for keeping an eye on things and for talking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Up next, the Northeast Clean Energy Council gives us the rundown on key state-level legislation relating to climate and the environment. Living Lab Radio continues after a short break.